The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I kind of didn't want to end the sitting with the bell. I don't know how you felt, but somehow it's kind of cozy to be in here with the rain and the quiet for me, still. And the strongest kind of teaching that lives in me at this moment is a teaching by a Indian Vipassana teacher named Munindraji, very important teacher in our tradition. And I spent a little bit of time with him in India. And one of his little slogans was, if it's not simple, it's not mindfulness. A little bit. If it's not simple, it's not mindfulness. And this idea of simplicity, of sitting down to be here and be very simple and kind of take refuge in a simplicity of being, not to kind of have to figure something complicated out or problem solve or to work through whatever we're doing, but to have the simplicity of just sitting. And the posture kind of supposed to, at least for me, kind of represents a simplicity of being. You know, you're sitting still, quiet, in a comfortable, upright posture. And there's not much to do, not much to figure out. Maybe centering yourself on your breathing. A simple thing, just breathe. Just come back to your breathing, be with your breathing, be with your posture, be with your just being here in your body. Feel your body, be present. And in that simplicity, over time, this gives opportunity to shed some of the things that to make it complicated for us. Some of the many thoughts, preoccupations, concerns we have, the tension we hold. And it's kind of a natural process, mostly. If we can just get out of the way and just stay simple, things begin to settle away, things begin to fall away. And thoughts and concerns we have elsewhere, at other times, other places, begin to quiet down. The mind quiets down a little bit, and just kind of enter into this kind of simple lived moment, the lived experience of now. And it's quite significant to be able to come back and rest into the simplicity of just being here, and keeping the practice very simple, keeping yourself very simple. It's very profound because of the way in which it helps the shedding process or settling process or calming process. So we're not so caught up and spinning and tense. And then we have more clarity. And that clarity is something that we can bring back to our world, the clarity we can bring back to the issues we have to face and deal with. And so meditation is not meant to be an escape. It's kind of like a reset. I think some computers, if they're acting really funny, you reset them, or you turn them off and turn them back on again. And it clears out all this stuff from the memory, and they can operate more effectively. So sometimes that's how it works for us too. It's good to do is push the reset button, or if you can, you know, turn yourself off for a moment. And so in the old days, they said when you turn a computer off, you're supposed to wait a certain number of 7 seconds or 30 seconds. And so just sit and wait for 40 minutes, 45 minutes. And then you can turn it back on. And then maybe it's about all this kind of extra garbage in there and extra stuff and unneeded memories. And then you go back into the world with more clarity and can see more clearly and less complicated, less spinning and agitated and tense. So simplicity, taking refuge in simplicity, allowing yourself to be simple, and allowing in the simplicity of being to let things fall away temporarily, clear away temporarily, fall away temporarily. And I say temporarily because some of you otherwise would not be willing to let things fall away, wouldn't be willing to let go, let it fall away, but temporarily, so you can do a reset and come back pick it all up again with clarity, with clear mind, clear heart. So I hope that this morning here at IMC, that IMC is your reset button. And you're more than welcome to leave all the garbage here. Thank you.